This is Jay Sekulo coming to you live from Egypt.
Welcome to Jay Sekulo Live, a special presentation from the Middle East. Now, live from Israel, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulo.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the broadcast. We're coming to you actually live from Egypt. In fact, I'm looking at an Egyptian fortress that was built in about the 1870s here off of the Red Sea in the border area between Egypt and Israel. I'm actually about 10 miles inside the Egyptian border right now. Now, yesterday we broadcast back in Israel, but I had just left Jordan. Today we're over on the Egyptian side of things. And I will tell you what the general concern here is, folks, and that is if you talk to Jordanian officials, if you talk to Egyptian officials, the situation in the West Bank is what's becoming the focal point. And the Gaza Strip's already been taken over by Hamas just last week. Now the focus is turning to the West Bank. The hope is that that does not happen there, but you got these moderate Arab governments in Egypt and Jordan, and more particularly in Jordan, that want to make sure that the terrorists aren't put back in charge. But the fact of the matter is, that is where the concern is right now. And I'm actually on the coast here in the waterways of Egypt, if you can imagine. So I'm actually on my right side is the border of Egypt nearing the Israeli border. On my left, I'm actually looking at Saudi Arabia. So you can imagine the strategic location. Now, we've got about 300 of our members joining us in Israel starting this Friday. So we're very excited about the group coming over here. Very strategic time to come over as well, as there's so much going on in the Middle East. Now, yesterday we reported to you the situation for the Christian community in the Gaza Strip and in the West Bank. But it has gotten very, very difficult. I've gotten some emails from Andrew White, who is an envoy to the Middle East region. He works in the Gaza Strip area with Christian groups there, one of the Baptist churches, having a lot of difficulty. So the situation in the Gaza Strip area, particularly for Christians, has become really untenable. And the Israeli government is trying to figure out how to increase the allowance of letting people in to the border areas, but at the same time protecting national security. But we need to be thinking about and praying for the Christians in the Gaza Strip area. It's very, very difficult. And the concern, of course, is that this is going to go on to the West Bank. Now, you can tell I'm talking to you on the cell phone today because I've literally been, as I said, in Egypt, where I'm talking to you right now, still in the border area in Egypt, making our way back to Israeli territory. So very, very important time, very strategic time, and a lot happening. But I do want to encourage you. We heard from thousands of you yesterday that contacted us, adding your name to this proclamation of solidarity, by the way, that we're giving to Israeli government officials. We're also going to let church officials know, Christian officials know in the Gaza Strip area of Israel that we're praying for them and standing with them in what is a very difficult time. Hamas, the terrorist organization, is destroying churches, destroying Christian schools, telling them if they don't follow Islamic law, they're going to be put out of existence. So this is precisely what's happening. Very dangerous situation developing here. But again, something we need to show solidarity. We want to encourage you to join it. I hope to have 10,000 names on this proclamation of solidarity to give to government officials in Israel, government officials in Jordan, as well as to Christian leaders in the now war-torn area of the Gaza Strip. So I want to encourage you to add your name at 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also sign up on ACLJ.org. And by the way, we've got a lot of information posted to the website at ACLJ.org. So I want to encourage you to go there. As I said, we've actually been inside of Egypt today. Tomorrow, we're going to start heading north to Haifa. Now, that is the area last year that was attacked by Hezbollah. This year, it's actually been quiet. There were two Katyusha rockets that were dropped on the area back on Sunday. No damage there. And it looks like that was Palestinian authority personnel trying to do that to try to stir up trouble. But the Israeli government staying firm. As I said, Ehud Barak is now named the Minister of Defense. So a lot of changes going on in the Israeli government. We're going to give you updates on this, encourage you to call in with your questions. But again, as we get ready to take a break, you go to your phones right now, 877-989-2255. And we want to show proclamation of solidarity with government officials in Israel, but also with Christians in the Gaza Strip area. So I encourage you, let's stand with these people. Add your name right away, ACLJ.org, or 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Back with your calls in just a moment.
It's escalating, it is serious, and it puts the issue of terrorism front and center.
We're fighting a terrorist organization who is sponsored by the most vicious people on earth.
Israel in the middle, battling terrorists in the south and in the north, Hezbollah and Hamas, and the ever-increasing threat from Iran. This is such a critical time for the nation of Israel, with the war on terrorism clearly focused in the Middle East. The American Center for Law and Justice wants you to send a very powerful message to the Israeli government that America stands with Israel during this time of crisis. Sign on to ACLJ's Proclamation for Solidarity, showing your support for Israel. Call now, 1-877-989-2222. That's 1-877-989-2255. The Proclamation for Solidarity with Israel. Or you can add your name online at aclj.org. Israel is our friend. Israel is our ally. Support Israel now.
They're going to stop at nothing except if they're dead.
Regent Law School is training Christian lawyers to change the world.
Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice. He knows the value of an education at Regent University, and he knows Regent School of Law is much more than just an educational institution.
Regent is unique in that it offers the highest quality of legal education from a Christian perspective, and we never sacrifice intellectual integrity.
If you're considering a career in the law, it's time for you to consider Regent Law School. Regent Law School is distinctive because it integrates the study of law with biblical principles. Regent believes that law is more than just a profession. It's a calling. The time to apply right now. If you would like more information about the School of Law at Regent University or would like to enroll, call this toll-free number, 1-877-267-5072. That's 1-877-267-5072. There's more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. Taking your phone calls at 800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Very troubling developments in the Gaza Strip regarding Christians there, and also a report coming in Baghdad from Andrew White. I'm going to try to get Andrew on the program later in the week, or certainly next week. I'm going to be actually taping a email message from Israel on Thursday. We hope to get it to you by Friday, if not certainly over the weekend. And I'm going to try to get Andrew on as well, because we've been focusing on, and we will continue to focus on, the situation in the Middle East. And as I said, I was in Jordan today, met with leaders there and officials there. But let me tell you what the concern is, both for Israel and Jordan. Israel and Jordan have a very good relationship with each other and have had peace for almost 30 years now. But here's the difficulty. What's happened in the Gaza Strip, which is on the, if you go to aclj.org, look at the map, it's on the western portion of the shore of Israel and the West Bank, which is right near Jerusalem, which I'll be midweek next week, so we'll give you reports from Jerusalem. The concern there is now for the Christians in these communities. It is devastating what's going on. If you didn't catch the beginning of the broadcast, the Hamas leaders are telling basically Christian churches, Christian schools, that all missionary activity has to cease, that they're going to have to live under Islamic rule if they want to have peace, that they're going to be monitored as to what they're teaching and what they're saying, and you know what that translates to. Now, on top of that, I've got a report I'm going to give you coming out of Iraq and the Gaza Strip with regard to Christians there. It's a very, very dangerous situation. Folks, I'm going to be meeting with a number of government officials in Israel and as well as some of the other areas over the next few days. And we want to be able to send a proclamation of solidarity with Israel, because they're trying to actually help the Fatah party in maintaining some peace and calm, at least in the West Bank right now, trying to reinstitute itself in the Gaza Strip so that Christians are protected. And we need to send a proclamation of solidarity. If you're concerned about your Christian brothers in these other portions of the Middle East, if you're concerned about what's happening in Israel, here's what I want you to do. I need literally thousands of you to go to your phone on this. We're going to give this proclamation of solidarity to the various government officials I meet with. Here's the phone number. You can add your name right over the phone. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also do so online at aclj.org. While you're online at aclj.org, check out the Daily Trial Notebook posting. I've got a special report from our friend Andrew White, who, as I said, is a Middle East envoy, Anglican clergyman. He's done a tremendous job, but the situation in Gaza is very serious. I posted his web report there. I thought it would be that important for you all to see. Again, if you want to add your name, a proclamation of solidarity with all of these government officials, but also for the Christians in a very trouble-torn area, and I'm going to be meeting with a number of these. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. I'm actually watching the news from my hotel room here in Israel, and they're on the CNN and Fox. They're both showing the situation deteriorating in Gaza and the Middle East. Let's go right to our phones. Alan is calling from Oregon on line one. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Yeah, this is Alan from Oklahoma.
Yes, sir.
Well, I listen to your show all the time, and I was listening on Friday, and I was listening yesterday. I almost got on yesterday. The bottom line is, you know, you're telling me that you're in Israel right now, and everything seems to be calm, and the Gaza Strip has been taken over by the terrorists.
That's correct.
Did anybody ever think of just letting these people have the land, but getting the leaders together and putting it down on paper that, okay, you got the land, this is it, this is all you get. If you try to take anything else, then it's going to get real serious.
Well, they did that, actually. I mean, right now you had until last Thursday a unity government in the Gaza Strip and the West Bank, and that was controlled by this coalition government of Fatah, which is the more moderate influence under Mahmoud Abbas, as well as the government with some Hamas leadership. What happened, not surprisingly, is Hamas took over the Gaza Strip and now making their way to the West Bank. But the folks, the struggle here, Alan, is now the impact this is having on Christians in the Gaza Strip, and there are thousands of them. And they're basically being told either convert or you're going to pay a penalty, and the penalty is very steep. Hamas is not respecting, as you can imagine, anybody's religious freedom. They're out to destroy that religious freedom. So it's very, very, very dangerous. It's a very serious situation, and we're communicating this message. But we want to right now encourage you to pray for the Christians in Baghdad, pray for the Christians in the Gaza Strip and the West Bank that are living with this terrorist regime that's now creating a very difficult situation for them to free. You know, we have tremendous religious liberty and religious freedom here. We don't realize how good we have it until you see what's going on, where there's real, what I call, persecution. These people are being persecuted for their faith with threats from these Islamic terrorist militants, these Muslim clerics that are absolute part of Hamas, which is a terrorist organization, and it's very, very serious. So, again, if you want to add your name to this proclamation of solidarity, you're going to be supporting our Christian brothers and sisters there as well. 877-989-2255. Let me give you the number again. You call and add your name to this proclamation of solidarity. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. To add your name to this proclamation of solidarity online. Very serious situation. Cynthia is calling from Washington State on line 5. Hi, Cynthia.
Good morning.
Hi.
We have been following you, of course, as well as Arushava every night. What I want to say is Isaiah 62:1, for Zion's sake I will not keep silent, for Jerusalem's sake I will not remain quiet, till her righteousness shines out like the dawn, her salvation like a blazing torch. We have to stand with Israel. If we don't stand with Israel, we will go down.
Yeah, well, listen, there's no doubt about it. If you read Scripture and take Scripture seriously, the biblical command to support Israel is very, very clear. Israel's got a very difficult strategic situation right now, and that is there was a freeze on monies that were controlled by the Fatah party. That money's been released now, by the way, so people could get food. As you're going to see if you go to ACLJ.org, there's actually a report on the Daily Trial Notebook talking about what's going on both in Iraq with regard to Christians there and as well as the Gaza Strip and the West Bank. You need to read this report at ACLJ.org, Cynthia. We need to be praying not only for the peace of Jerusalem, but we need to be praying and show solidarity with Christians in the Gaza Strip, also Christians in the West Bank. Very, very important, because the persecution, as you'll see from these reports, is very, very serious. Basically, they're being told either, you know, convert or die. I hate to say that bluntly, folks, but that's exactly what it is. And we need to realize the nature of this. We're going to help Andrew White in his attempts to maintain stability for the Christian believers in the Gaza Strip and the West Bank. We're gonna send in financial support. Of course, we're going to also be praying. But it's a very, very serious situation. Again, if you haven't entered your name for this proclamation of solidarity, 877-989-2255, 877-989-2255. Our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Craig is calling from Wisconsin on line 3. Hi, Craig.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing okay.
Well, listen, they want a holy war, right? what's stopping us, or any Christian nation for that matter, of giving them a war?
Well, look, I mean, you got an interesting situation and dynamic in the Middle East. There is no doubt that these groups are provoking and attempting to provoke a war. There's no doubt about it. It is a religious war. You could call it a lot of things, but it is a war between radical Islam and the civilizations of the West, and also the Judeo-Christian tradition. What you've got developing right now in the Gaza Strip, which, again, if you go to ACLJ.org, you can look at the map, you can actually see exactly where that's located. You've got right now a struggle where Hamas has won. That's the militant terrorist organization, and they removed the Fatah government. The unity government is gone, and the persecution is now on the Christians in the Gaza Strip, with various Muslim clerics telling these Christians that either convert or die. You're going to live under Hamas regime and Islam Sharia law. They're going to monitor what's being taught in the schools. I mean, this is really, really serious. This is extremely serious, what the persecution that's going on these Christians, and that's what we have to be cognizant of. Beth is calling from Virginia on line 4. Hi, Beth.
Hi. I'm glad to be on, and I just want to call all the Christians to remember Esther. And the time when the Jews were in that kind of predicament, what they did was all of them united and fasted and prayed before God, because there was no human effort to could do anything. We just have to really, really fast and pray really for our brothers and sisters there in Israel, and that God intervene and help those who are in position of leadership to make a really, really wise decision over there. It's not easy.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, and we do need to keep Christians in prayer. By the way, one of the members of the Gaza Baptist Church said that it's been the most turbulent week she can recall, that basically food is now at a shortage. The threats coming at the Christian schools are unprecedented. The combination of the lack of normalcy and an uncertain future is making for a very strange and difficult atmosphere, as you can imagine. And remember, this is now under Islamic control. That's basically what you have here. And this is the product of in my view, a failed Middle East policy right now. Here's what I want to do before we go to the break, folks. You go to your phones. We're going to have a report from Washington when we come back. But you go to your phones right now. 877-989-2255 is the number. And I need thousands of you to do this today. We want to show a proclamation of solidarity with Israel and with the Christians in the Gaza Strip and the West Bank. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org, or simply call us at 877-989-2255. Back with your calls in a moment.
The road to success requires a good education, and no one knows that better than entrepreneur, global businessman, and publisher Steve Forbes.
The primary driver is the desire for freedom. Freedom of expression, freedom of action, and ultimately the freedom to create.
When it comes to education, Regent University is without parallel. With bachelor's degrees focused on critical areas like organizational leadership and management, global business, psychology, communication, religious studies, and elementary education, you'll learn from the best and the brightest, like Steve Forbes, a guest lecturer at Regent.
What you're going through now, developing the mind, human imagination, a sense of adventure, innovation, inventiveness, that is the real source of capital in a society.
Take charge of your future right now. Discover more about Regent undergrad today. Classes are offered online and on campus. For more information or to apply, visit regentundergrad.com or call 1-800-374-4504. That's 1-800-374-4504. Regent undergrad. When you choose Regent, you're choosing to change your life. It's escalating, it is serious, and it puts the issue of terrorism front and center.
We're fighting a terrorist organization who is sponsored by the most vicious people on earth.
Israel in the middle, battling terrorists in the south and in the north, Hezbollah and Hamas, and the ever-increasing threat from Iran. This is such a critical time for the nation of Israel, with the war on terrorism clearly focused in the Middle East. The American Center for Law and Justice wants you to send a very powerful message to the Israeli government that America stands with Israel during this time of crisis. Sign on to ACLJ's Proclamation for Solidarity, showing your support for Israel. Call now, 1-877-989-2222. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. The Proclamation for Solidarity with Israel. Or you can add your name online at aclj.org. Israel is our friend. Israel is our ally. Support Israel now.
They're going to stop at nothing except if they're dead.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We're live in Israel taking your phone calls. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. Talking about Israel, we've got a big trip coming up this week with ACLJ members across the country coming to join us here in Israel. If you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. Let's go right to the phones. Terry's calling from Georgia on line 5. Terry, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Terry.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
How are you?
Great.
I can't believe you're over there.
We're here, and as I told people that if you're just joining us, I am actually looking right now out my window, if you can imagine this, Terry. To my left, about 200 yards, is a Jordanian flag because it's Jordan. To my right, about, Jordan, what did they say, about a half mile?
Yeah, about a half mile is the border of Egypt. You can see Saudi Arabia pretty clearly right from the hotel.
Yeah, so, I mean, we're right at the southern tip of Israel. It's really amazing what we're seeing. So we're able to get a kind of a firsthand look at what's going on here. We're going to be going throughout the entire country over the next 10 days. But go ahead, Terry. I'm glad you called.
I was just commenting on they've got Sharon back in office. They've got the person over there to take care of all this.
Well, you know, unfortunately, and many people are aware of this, but it has not been in the news lately, is that Ariel Sharon has been in a coma now for a year and a half. And is still in that coma, and he was a valiant leader. Right now, what is interesting, and there's an interesting political development going on right now, and that is, in Israel, Ehud Barak, the former prime minister of Israel with the Labor Party, has now been elected not only as the head of the Labor Party, but as the minister of defense. Now, he's also, and this is interesting, we had the opportunity to host Ehud Barak at Regent University last year. He is the most decorated military war hero in Israel since King David. And that's what is so fascinating. And they've also elected as president Shimon Peres. He has just been elected president. And actually, we found out today that Shimon Peres's name actually came from this region of southern Israel. It's a lot of immigrants to Israel had origin names from the countries of origin, Polish, Russian, whatever it might be. They took Hebrew names, what's called Hebrew names, when they came here. And Shimon Peres' name is actually a bird in this region of the southern portion of Israel. Shimon Peres, 84 years old, very well-respected leader. But Israel's going through a very tough political time right now, and of course the moderate influences within the Palestinian territory are also going through a tough time. Look, the terrorists are on the march, and we've got to be prepared to handle it. That's one of the reasons why we want you to sign on for our petition of solidarity. It's a proclamation of solidarity with Israel. We're going to be meeting with government officials. We'll be doing that in the days ahead, and I want to let them know that thousands of you have contacted us in just a week's amount of time here to let these people and the citizens of Israel know that you're standing with them. The phone number to add your name to the Proclamation of Solidarity, and by the way, you could do it online at aclj.org, and we've got updated information about the actual, I'm keeping it on the Daily Trial Notebook. We'll give you updates on the trip. Go to aclj.org as well. But you can also call us at 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, or as I said, aclj.org, where there's ability to sign up online and updated information there.
Let's go right back to the phones. Juanita is calling from Ohio on line 2. Juanita, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, how are you, Jay?
We're doing great.
Good. And Jordan, hi to you too. But what I wanted to do is ask Jay if you will, and just encourage the political leaders over there. I believe what the Word of God said, that he gave Israel that land, and he will give it back to them. We don't know when, and we don't know what they'll have to go through, but he never told them in the Word of God to share it with the other nations. As a matter of fact, he told them not to. So that is their land. I'm standing with Israel. I pray for the peace of Jerusalem. I thank God for the work you guys are doing, and I just want to encourage them that that is their land.
Well, we're gonna do that. We're gonna encourage them. We're gonna share your words of sentiment. We appreciate you calling in, and as I said, I am looking right now, literally, I'm in Israel, if you can imagine this, from the hotel window. To my left is Jordan. To my right is Egypt, all in visual distance. I'm not, in fact, the border from Jordan to Egypt with Israel in between here is probably not 3 miles, if you can imagine that. And then over the horizon where the mountains I see actually right now in my hotel room is Saudi Arabia. So four countries in the Middle East, literally within miles of each other. So it's a fascinating place to be and a fascinating time to be here. We're looking forward to hundreds of our members joining us in Israel in the next several days.
If you want to join the Proclamation of Solidarity with Israel, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can stand with Israel against terrorism, 877-989-2255. Or go to ACLJ.org and sign up online. Vera is calling from Oklahoma on line one. Vera, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Vera.
Good morning to you both. Excuse me. Yes, I just want to say Sha'alu Shalom Sharu Shalayim. I believe that it's the responsibility of every Christian in this one nation under God to support Israel.
Well, I appreciate you calling in and saying that, and I appreciate that reference to Scripture because the command to pray for the peace of Jerusalem is such a clear part of Scripture, and it's a theme throughout the Old Testament. Jesus wept over the city of Jerusalem, and we'll be giving you live reports, Israel. Let me get Logan Sekulow on the broadcast as well. Logan is here in Israel as well. And, Logan, you've got an event coming up, which we'll talk about in a moment. But first, you're going to be covering also on your website at loganshow.com, you're going to be having information posted on this trip to Israel as well as some video updates that we're all going to be doing on just a couple of days from now.
Right, on loganshow.com and on the Logan Show podcast, we'll be shooting stuff here and there around Israel just to kind of give everyone the feel of what's going on. Sort of a inside the look of what's happening here on this Israel trip. And it's been great so far. It's been fantastic.
Let me ask you this. You've got a big, you know, the summer's always a time for big evangelism outreaches around the United States. You're participating in a big Christian festival. Tell us the details of that.
Right. Here in Israel, when they were checking everyone's tickets back, they're like, okay, you're going to New York. That makes sense. Okay, you're going to New York. That makes sense. And they were like, Logan, you are going to Minnesota. What is wrong with you? I think no one had ever gone directly from Tel Aviv to Minnesota yet. But, yes, I'm going directly to Wilmar, Minnesota, actually, to Sunshine Festival, and Sunshine Festival with an O, sunshinefestival.com. And there are great bands like Switchfoot, and the Newsboys, Casting Crowns, Reliant K, Toby Mac, Jeremy Camp. All your big, big Christian artists are going to be there, and I'll be hosting the second stage there with Sanctus Real and Day of Fire and a bunch of other great bands. It's really just sort of a fun event that it's just a really cool Christian music festival, unlike any of the ones you go to, right in the middle of Minnesota and just a little bit away from the Mall of America, which is always good.
Let me ask you this. Information posted at loganshow.com?
Definitely. If you can't make it over to sunshinefestival.com, if that slips your mind, go to loganshow.com. There's a big banner there. All you can do is click and find out where. And you'll see, you'll say Logan Sekulow, host of the second stage, and come by and say, hey, the whole Logan Show crew will be out there, and it'll be a fun time for everybody.
Great. And Logan also will be posting information. Again, it's on his website now, but you can also, he's going to post information about this Israel trip. And we're actually going to all be doing some videos later in the week, so we'll have those available online as well. Jordan, do we have time for one more call?
Yeah, we'll take one more call. Hilda is calling from Michigan on line four. Hilda, very quickly, you're on Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, great.
I just want to say that God chose Israel because it was a small nation, not because it was large, so that he could prove and show the people that he is God, and he's doing the same thing today. And however it goes in Israel, that's the way it goes in the rest of the world. If there is war and corruption there, it's going to be spread out because Israel is a chosen nation by God.
Well, I agree. I couldn't agree any better. I couldn't think of a better way to end the program than what you just said. And that is absolutely correct. This is God's land, and it's, he gave it to his people. It's now our job to help defend that and show solidarity in that front, because the reality is we've got a very, very aggressive terrorist cells operating throughout the world, but certainly right here in Israel. And you saw that with the fall of the moderate government in the Gaza Strip. Now, we're going to be going near that region, not in that region, obviously, but near that region, and it'll be interesting to give you a firsthand report there. But again, we've got this proclamation of solidarity with Israel. I want to really urge you to call us today on this, because I'm going to be meeting with government officials throughout the 10 days here, and I want to make sure that they know there are thousands of you praying for and standing with Israel. So ACLJ.org or call our toll-free number.
877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org to sign up online.